But as soon as it happened, like, the first thing that was in my mind was, okay, Yinka, like, yeah, I'm basically going to just die from this heartbreak, because there's no way I can move on with my life. There's no way. My life just felt really, really empty at that point. Like, I had nothing to do. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Gist of Yinka. Okay, so I told you guys I wasn't going to make more podcast episodes, but then I guess I couldn't stay away. I mean, you know, recording has always been my thing, so here I am. Okay, so today I want to talk about something that has to do with relationships. As always, you guys know, I'm your relationship coach, as always. Yes, so today I want to talk about something that has to do with relationships. I want to talk about rebounds. Yes, today we will be talking about rebounds in relationship or relationships. Who's a rebound? Am I a rebound? So first, who's a rebound? I'm going to try to explain this as, you know, I'm just going to try to explain this in a very simple way, in a way that we can all understand who or what a rebound is. So, okay, a rebound is a person, or I'll just say a rebound basically is just, you know, getting into a relationship in a bid to get over your previous relationship. You understand? It's just you getting into a relationship because you want to get over an ex. So yes, I'm just explaining now in my own terms. So you know how, you know, you break up with someone you really care about, your partner, your lover, boyfriend, girlfriend, and all of that, and you know, you're trying to get over the pain, you're trying to get over the heartbreak, and you know how it feels now. Like, when you break up with a person, the first thing that comes to your mind is, okay, I need to fill this vacuum that this person has left. I need to, you know, get someone who can, you know, be like a replacement for this person, someone who can talk to me, who can spend time with me, someone who can just make me forget this person. So basically, that's what a rebound means. Yes, so this is something that's happened to, if not everybody, but most of us, you know. I remember it happened to me like 3 years back, and I was like in desperate need of, you know, someone to fill in the gap, because I couldn't, like, you don't, you know how, you know, you lived like, let's just say 3-6 months a year talking to somebody, you know, on a reg, and you guys break up and you're just there like, how do I go on? Like, you feel like your life is empty. I mean, there's nobody to text you the way that person used to do, and you are just going everywhere looking for someone to fill in that gap. Yes, that's what a rebound is. And is that true love? Would you call that true love? Unfortunately, so many of us have fallen prey to this rebound situation. A lot of men are out there looking for women to use as rebounds, and a lot of women out there are using so many men as rebounds. So it is not a one gender thing. It's something that both genders have been victim of. So what do we do? I mean, what do you do? How do you know? How do I know? How do I know if I'm just being used as a rebound? How do I know if I'm just being used as a rebound? How do I know if he's just using me to get over his ex? How do I know if she's just using me to fill in the gap? So there are certain signs to look out for in a relationship. I mean, there are certain signs that can, you know, point at this whole rebound situation, certain things that you can use to identify if you're actually in a real relationship or if you're just being used as a rebound. So the first thing to look out for in a rebound relationship is, how fast are you moving? Yeah, so this thing, like, every single person, I don't know, I feel like girls can relate more, but I think guys too should be able to relate, but because I'm a lady, I really can't speak for guys. But girls, you know how, you know, you meet a guy today and tomorrow he's telling you about how he wants to give you the whole world, how he wants to send every other person to live on Mars, and how he just wants to give you everything. Yeah, that's one sign to look out for, you know. A rebound, someone who's looking for a rebound is usually in a hurry to find someone to fill that space. So when you meet a person and it's starting to look like they love you. It starts to look like they are doing this thing too fast. Like before you can even introduce yourself, they are already calling you baby, or I don't know what you guys call yourselves. But yeah, that's one sign to look out for in a rebound relationship. You know, a normal relationship should progress. It should be progressive. You know, you should take your time to know each other before agreeing to date. So yes, if your relationship is moving too fast, then you need to sit that man down, you need to sit that woman down, and you know, figure out things. The second thing to look out for is, he's always talking about his ex all the time. Is she always talking about her ex all the time? You know, one thing that is popular with people who are looking for rebounds is that they cannot get over their ex. That's the reason why they went into the relationship in the first place. They are looking to get over their exes. So if this person is always comparing you to their ex, if it's always, you know, using this ex as a yardstick for whatever it is that they're looking out for in the relationship, then you should actually have a talk with him or her. It's most likely because you're just being used as a rebound. He's just looking to get over his ex. So yes, that's one sign to look out for in your relationships. You know, you need to understand that, you know, these people are hot. Yeah, they're going through their own heartbreaks, and they're trying to get over it. They're trying to heal from it, and the main purpose of having a rebound is to help you heal, to help you move quickly from that hurt. And so when they're always talking about their exes, it's just because they haven't gotten over them yet. So if they're always talking about their exes, it's just because, you know, they're just trying to heal. So the third sign to look out for is, okay, you keep feeling that this guy is just unavailable when it comes to his emotions. He doesn't talk to me, like he's not present. Not physically, like he can be sitting with you and you know you can feel it. You can feel when someone is emotionally available to you, when someone is present, when someone makes himself or herself open to you. That way you can, you know, communicate and vibe with that person on like a normal level. But if you're dating someone and you can sense and you can feel it that this person is just not there, he's just there, like physically, but emotionally he is not there or she's not there. Yes, that's a sign. It could be that he's just going through a heartbreak, and of course you don't expect a person to be available when they're going through a heartbreak. They're trying to heal, and so it may seem as though their emotions are a bit unstable at the moment. Yes, so if that is the case with your partner, then it could be that he or she is just using you as a rebound, using you to pass time. Basically, the whole point of being a rebound is to pass time, just to heal. That's just what a rebound does. Before we end this, I'm going to talk about my own experience as a rebound, but then let's just finish up with the signs first. Yeah, so that's one. So the next sign should be if they're always in a hurry to post or appear as though they are the happiest on social media. One thing, like this point is like very, very important. This point is very important because this is I think this tops everything. Yeah, people who are always in a hurry to pretend to be seen as happy people on social media are probably going through shit. They are probably going through like tough times. If someone is always posting smiles and smiles and smiles and smiles and smiles, like in a hurry to prove a point, then that person is most definitely going through stuff. Trust me, I know how this works. So yeah, if you're in a relationship and your boyfriend or your girlfriend is always in a hurry to share pictures of you guys smiling, to share pictures of you guys hanging out, in a bit to appear as though they're happy, and then in the real world here, he or she is emotionally unavailable to you, then that person is definitely not in the relationship. That's a rebound, and he's just looking to send or pass across a message to his or her ex, or his or her ex. So yes, that's that about the rebound. And I think I have one last one on the list, and the signs to look out for. Good. If sex is all they want in your relationship, I think this one tops it all. I mean, like I always tell people, I know. Some people are already saying she's about to preach Jesus again. No, I'm not talking about Jesus right now. But like I always tell people, if you meet a guy or a girl and they're in a hurry to, you know, just get down and get it all done with, I mean, you have every reason to be suspicious, because if you see yourself going long term with this person, then you'd calm down and, you know, just enjoy the process, because, you know, you know that it's going to be a long thing. You're going to be in for the long run, and it's not just something you want to do and get it all. So one thing that is very peculiar with those who are looking for rebounds is that they just always want to, you know, introduce sex like as soon as relationship starts, maybe like a week after, they're already inviting you to come and spend the night and all of that. And while some of you may see that as the normal guy stuff, it's just how all these guys are, that's just what they do. I actually think you should just sit down and, you know, just try to see it, you know, from another point of view. Try to put together the signs that I have talked about and try to see if he or she is showing he or she is exhibiting the signs, and so you can place it together. So yes, a rebound. I'm sure at the end of this podcast, at the end of this episode, I will be asking you guys to send in your story of your rebound stories, basically. So I will be sharing mine soon, and I know that we all can relate with it. So yes, a couple of years back, I went through my first and only heartbreak, like 3 years back, I think. And at first when it happened, I think I have like an episode of heartbreak here where I talked about it, but as soon as it happened, like the first thing that was in my mind was, okay, Nika, like, yeah, I basically need to just die from this heartbreak, because there's no way I can move on with my life. There's no way. My life just felt really, really empty at that point. Like, I had nothing to do. You know, you can imagine talking to this person. Like, I had spent every single day of my life talking to this person, you know, talking, conversing, planning our life and all of that with this person. And one day I wake up and then it hits me that, okay, this person is no longer there. And then I'm like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? Where do I start from? What do I do? Like, I just felt really, really, I felt vacant. I felt like I needed to fill that vacuum in me. And the first thing I did was look for someone to fill it. Of course, like most of you did. And thankfully, I really like the fact that I am very much introverted. I think that helped me a lot, because for every single time that I tried to, you know, find a rebound, I was always, you know, facing that me being out there of star call, and I'll just push myself like, oh, you can't go and sit down. I'm not doing that. I don't think I'm ready. So yes, but for me, I tried to use like 100 men as rebounds. Like I was just so needy emotionally. I was like, please call me by 10 o'clock, just call me and I'll go to the next person. Please, can we text, can we talk? And thankfully, none of that resulted in a relationship. I did not push it further or press further to be in a relationship. And you know, with time it became easier, and I think that's where we all get it wrong. I mean, we get out of a relationship, we experience a heartbreak, we chop the breakfast, and you know, it starts to seem like, okay, I'm actually really going to die. I mean, I can't get past this. I can't get past this person. There's no way. Like, there's nothing else to do. And then we start getting depressed, and then start looking for rebounds, someone to fix us, and all of that. The honest truth is, you cannot go into another relationship and have it work if you don't heal from your previous relationship. Everyone needs to heal. You need to heal. Take as much time as possible, as much as you want. I mean, you've got this time to yourself, you know. Work on yourself, fix yourself, stop looking for people to help you heal, because honestly, it hurts. I mean, spending your whole life as a person, I mean spending weeks with a person and then realizing that you're just a rebound, it hurts, because a lot of people out there are going through it. I mean, you have tried to bond with this person, he just came into your life, you know, in a flash, and in the space of 1 week, 2 weeks, he's making you think like you're the only girl in the world. He's making you feel so special, and and all of that. And then in the next 3-4 weeks, he's gone because he has, in the next two, three months, he's out of it because with time he has healed and he's no longer interested in you. And because the only thing he wanted from you is just for you to fix him. And that hurts. Same goes for girls. I've seen guys, you know, and I think guys are at the receiving end of this most because, you know, it's a different thing entirely when a girl, when a guy approaches you as a lady, because it's like really normal to us. We just expect that, okay, it's normal for a guy to like ask you out, toast to another. But you know, when a girl comes to you and she's acting all needy towards you, she's seeking attention, she wants to talk to her, she wants to call her, she's giving her sort of vibe. And then I understand that most guys would definitely fall for it, and then they go into the relationship, and you know, in the next 2-3 months, she's out of it because in the first place, she never really liked you. She was just looking for someone to pass time with her. So this thing hurts generally. And I always advise that you heal, take out time to heal properly. Talk to therapists, you know, talk to friends, families, get a hobby, do something. I mean, do something to make you heal, something that does not have to do with you toying with people's hearts. So yes, I hope that this helps somehow. And yes, if you are, you know, if you've gone through these signs and you're starting to think like, oh my god, I feel like I might be in a rebound relationship, I feel like he might not really be interested in me, well, there's a really slight chance, there's a slight chance of your rebound relationship progressing into a true love story, but that chance is very, very slim. Like, it's very, very slim. So I think the best thing to do once you start to notice these signs is to have a talk with that person. You know, let them know, just talk to them, like, what's happening. Like, I think we are taking this too far. I mean, it's too fast. Are you in love with me? Are you trying to run away from something? Are you trying to run away from your heartbreak and trying to just jump into your relationship just so you can feel all the communication, the, you know, the affection that you felt in your past relationship? Is that what you're looking for? You're looking for someone to fill in the gap or the vacuum that your ex left? Is that what you want? And you know, I hope that they're honest enough to admit this. And if they are, then I really sincerely hope that you heal, because trust me, it can be very traumatizing. I mean, thinking you've been in a true love story, and you know, getting to know that it wasn't even a love story and this guy or this girl just needed to pass time. So yes, what you need to do is to take some time off, you know, cool your head, and please don't make the same mistake too, because this is how it always happens. This is how it always goes. I mean, I don't know what I just said, but I just hope it made sense. So that's just how it happens. I mean, Mr. A, he gets heartbroken, and then he goes on to make Mrs. B, Miss B, his rebound, and then he leaves Miss B heartbroken, and then Miss B goes on to make Mr. D her rebound, then she leaves Mr. D heartbroken, then Mr. D goes on to make Miss C his rebound, and then the circle continues that way. So if you feel like you've been in a rebound relationship and you're feeling all sad and heartbroken, the best thing to do should be to try to heal yourself. I mean, take some time. Understand that it is not your fault to have fallen in love so quickly. Understand that it's not your fault that you couldn't see those signs at the initial stage of the relationship. And please, don't go about seeking someone to fill that void. Don't go about seeking someone to talk to. And even if you must, I mean, if you must let it out or you need something to pass time with, please talk to your friends of the same sex. I mean, please talk to your friends, your female friends, your male friends, hang out with them, you know, get a hobby, try the gym. I mean, there are thousands of things to do, you know, to help you heal from a relationship, but please don't go about hurting people. I hope this helps, and I hope you guys actually enjoyed this one, because honestly, I didn't think I was going to make this today. It's just not something I planned for. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I hope this helps. And if you think you're in a rebound relationship, if you think you're the one being used, or if you think you're the one using, you know, someone else, then please feel free to text me on WhatsApp. You can just text me, I can give you some advice, and you know, just maybe go through this with you. So yes, thank you so much guys for listening. Please make sure you share with friends, and I hope you enjoyed this. Bye guys.